Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, if your name is Kathy and you're my mom, do not listen to the section where you admit things your parents never found out.
Did you just get a text from your mom?
I did.
Share the text. Share that text.
She says, Kathy is checking the podcast now. Great.
That's really all you need to know. Welcome to the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Day two, NTI for a lot of places around. Hopefully you are staying away from the river and the flooding and all that stuff. Man, I was looking at some of the news footage of people rescuing those that were staying at the hotel off of Zorn and River Road.
That's
completely, they can't get out because of the water. The Ohio River is, you know, just gotten so high. You know, Haymarket over there is underwater. Like, it's just crazy. And we got another day until it crests, and then it'll start receding. But yeah, I mean, the pictures of the river are just amazing.
Yeah, aerial shots are insane.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully you're staying safe. It's 99.7 DJX. I was looking at this Reddit thread where it was like, hey, do you have a job that requires a high tolerance for being yelled at? And I thought,
I thought it
was kind of interesting because this job, I mean, we don't get yelled at a whole lot with this job. The potential for us to be yelled at is great.
By listeners who are unhappy?
Sure, if we say something that they disagree with, or, you know, but we're not necessarily that type of show. But I could see how this could be a gig or a profession where, you know, you'd need a high tolerance for, you know, people yelling at you. But some of the responses, I was like, oh, yeah, I get that. Like customer service reps. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. They do have to handle the unhappy customers.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, it's the, if you work at a call center or whatever, and you got to deal with irate customers pretty much on the reg, what do you do to decompress after that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm going to throw up. I don't know if realtors make the list, but man, my husband tells me when he's just, you know, he's calling expired listings just mm-hmm. to say, hey, do you still want to get the property sold? That kind of thing. The amount of people that go into instant rage because someone has called them about their property.
Yeah.
It always shocks me where people can't come up with the whole, oh, we're not going to sell right now, but thanks so much for calling. Like, that's all you have to say.
That's all you got to say. But right, right.
There are so many people who go instantly to, where do you live? I will find your family and kill them. I mean, it's just.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
It escalates quickly.
It's insane.
Lose this number.
The instant rage people are capable of from a phone call.
Yeah. Teachers, another one. Yelled at by kids and parents.
Oh, yeah.
Referees.
Of course.
Listen, I was a referee 1 year, baseball.
Okay. You were an ump.
I was an ump. I was calling balls and strikes. And then since it was like a pony league season, I was the only ump. There was no one else. So after there was a hit, I'd have to kind of go run and call safe or out. At the bases. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, every single call I did, whether it was a ball, whether it was a strike, whether they were safe, whether they were out, I was yelled at.
Oh, my goodness.
By the coaches, by the parents. It was insane. I was like,
how old were you?
I was like 15.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in high school.
Come on now.
I was 15. I was umpiring for this pony league, and I'm like, ball. What?
Come on now.
This is crazy. Strike.
No.
He's out.
You were a child. You were a bona fide child. People couldn't stop themselves and be like, at least someone say, honey, he's 15.
Listen, I'm telling you, Kelly, it was, oh, wow. I was like, wow. All right.
I'm a sports parent, so I get the yelling at the refs thing, but most of our refs are like old.
They're adults. They can handle it.
Exactly.
And it's not my fault that they can't see the play.
Are you still suffering trauma from that? It sounds like you are a little bit.
No, I wouldn't have turned into the person I am had I not gotten yelled at incessantly that one season.
All right, great. See, look at that. You turned, that's really healthy.
High tolerance for being yelled at. Pharmacists were another one that I was like, oh,
really?
I wasn't expecting to see pharmacists.
I've never witnessed that.
Neither have I, but it's health related and healthcare workers also made the list, but they end up being kind of the middleman for insurance stuff. So it's that. It's like, well, you know, insurance isn't going to cover this.
Yeah.
Or this, it costs this much because your insurance is only going to pay this much. And then that sends people into, you know.
I get that. And if it's a vital medication that they absolutely need, that can be super stressful.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. Healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, vets, emotions obviously run high in crisis and all that stuff, especially when it's like medical related and all that stuff. Social workers make the list, but man, I'm just looking. And then line cooks. And I'm like, line cooks? Okay.
Line cooks.
But Kelly, I don't know if you've ever watched The Bear.
Well, yes.
Watch any episode of The Bear and you'll get why.
Yes.
I mean,
that is a high stress situation. I developed anxiety watching it.
Yeah. And look, I didn't even work in a restaurant. I worked in a deli and stress was high.
I worked at Little Caesars. We ate mistakes.
Was stress high at Little Caesars?
No, it was not. We had a 21-year-old manager. I was in high school.
Right. Right. I know. And
it
I think
was pretty chill.
I think back to everybody. It was just a bunch of young kids running this place.
Yeah.
You know, in their 20s. And maybe the oldest person, Gramps, was maybe 30, you know? I mean, it's
Gramps
like,
was 30?
Yeah, exactly. So it was high tolerance for being yelled at. Another one, gate agents for airlines.
Oh,
travelers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That is a high stress situation.
Well, and you know, I witness this, like, whenever I fly, I witness this. And I just sit there and think, okay. Wow. All right. You know, and like, if I have a question or if I have an issue, I have to think to myself, okay, these people are getting reamed day in and day out by travelers who are angry. I need to make sure that I think with a level head, you know, about this.
Tone of voice.
Right. Right. Exactly.
My question is not aggressive.
Right.
I don't get upset with the answer.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, anyways, I just thought that was an interesting Reddit thread, but yeah, high stress for vets, customer service reps, referees. I'm still triggered by years later.
Well, I would be too. You're 15.
Yeah.
The only ump getting yelled at by all the people.
Exactly.
Bless your heart. If I was your mom, I'd be coming to every single game and be standing up and saying, listen, stop yelling at my son. He's 15. He's the only one volunteering to do this. You didn't get paid, did you? It was volunteer?
No, I got paid.
Oh, okay. He's not getting paid that much.
No, I wasn't getting paid much. I mean, it was maybe like $25 a game or something like that.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But yeah, that was my
I would not handle that well as a mama bear of my kid if that was like one of his first jobs.
I never told my mom.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I had the job. She knew I did this. She never went to any of the games.
You didn't tell her.
I never told her
how much you got yelled at.
No, I never did.
De-stress and get it off your chest.
Nope, just kept it in, bottled it in, Kelly.
Oh, that explains a lot too.
Whenever that little jar inside my body gets full, I just push it down.
I'll just say, is this Umpire Ben? This is Umpire Ben.
This is Umpire Ben coming out.
This is repressed Umpire Ben.
Right, right.
Dealing
all those
with
years.
His feelings.
Let's get to a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
I stumbled across this on my feed yesterday, and I was in tears laughing.
Okay.
Her name's Mandy. She's a TikTok comedian, parody singer, posted a hilarious video of her parents making fun of the way she responded to a DM from Lil Wayne.
Oh, wow.
So the backstory is he saw a karaoke version of Jay Sean's Down, and he thanked her for the love in a DM. Which, by the way, Jay Sean duetted with this. So she was freaking out about that, too. But she responds to the DM with, OMG, you're so welcome, Lil Wayne. I freaking love you so much.
I didn't know what to say. How are you supposed to say Lil Wayne?
That's what you said to Lil Wayne.
Come tell your father what you said to Lil Wayne. I said, OMG. You're so welcome.
Tell him everything.
You're going to have to explain.
My favorite comment, I want a shirt that says, come tell your father what you said to Lil Wayne on the front and on the back. Tell him everything.
That's funny.
I mean, they are just, they can't even. With the fact that, I mean, she's overwhelmed. The fact she even got the DM.
And sure.
She just freaks out because she thought her response was stupid. And her mom was just shaming her in the most hysterical way. They're just, both the videos, the original one that Jay Sean duets with.
Yeah.
Which she's just, you know, she's in the car and she's singing along, like, nailing Lil Wayne's rap in that song.
Right.
Just nailing it. And then the reaction to getting the DM. She shows the DM in the video, the whole thing. Now, listen, the source video of the response has an F-bomb, but it's really funny. You can see both at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
We play a fun little game, just you and I?
Let's play a fun little game, just
that
the
sounds
two of us.
Like, that sounds like something you would say to your spouse.
A little bit.
The way it came out of my mouth just made me laugh. All right, we're playing the fake news game. You jumped into that last week, so I thought, all right, why not? Let's do another round, all right?
Super fun.
Yeah, so this is just to identify the headline that's real or the headline that's fake. You want to go first?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here's mine. Breaking news. Burglar. Couple discovered a thief in their home Saturday after man told a joke and heard a laugh upstairs.
Oh.
Real or fake?
That is real. That's got to be real. That's got to be real.
Way too specific for me to make up.
Right, for sure. Real or fake. All right, here we go. Local woman accidentally joins neighborhood HOA meeting via Zoom, now elected president.
That sounds real.
That is fake.
Get out! That is fake. You made that up?
Yeah. Joins neighborhood homeowners association meeting via Zoom, elected president.
Impressive.
There accidentally. Well, might as well make the best of it.
All right. Man finds out wife of 2 years is his sister.
Oh. That's probably real.
It is fake.
Oh, it is?
It may be real somewhere, but
yeah,
I have not
seen it. You made
it
up.
I pulled it out of my brain.
Man, that does sound like something real. It almost sounds like something that we would have had here on the morning show.
Right. Like, sounds like a group therapy.
Right, or a family secret or something.
Yes.
All right. Real or fake, Kelly? Fearless cat keeps returning to the London supermarket he's banned from.
I feel like that is real. And to be fair to the cat, probably doesn't know he's banned.
Cat doesn't know he's banned. Yeah, it is real. That is funny. Cat's like, you know what? I know you have rules. I don't care.
I've been coming here for years.
That's
Can't
right.
stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. All right, couple more.
Breaking news. I've been posting my letters in the dog poo box for 2 years.
Posting meaning like mailing?
Yes, from overseas.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Yeah, that's real. So wait,
91-year-old Alf has been putting letters in a dog poo. It's got a picture of a dog on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how
still thought it was a mailbox.
How close are the mailbox and the dog poop receptacles?
I don't know. Bless it. I don't know if that's the actual guy, but if they got a stock photo of an older looking 91-year-old dude.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, oopsies.
I mean, thankfully, the ones here in America are very distinguishable. You see the dog poop ones are very, like, purposeful. And then, obviously, the
baggies, you know, usually included.
The mailboxes are blue.
Yes. And they say U.S. Postal Service, clearly marked. Thank
that
goodness.
Is funny.
Thanks goodness.
That is funny. All right, last one. Okay. Real or fake, headline game here on 99.7 DJX. Man sets world record for most times hitting snooze. Misses record ceremony.
Oh. That one's top.
A man sets world record for most times hitting snooze, but misses it. Was he sleeping?
I need it to be real because I want to see it.
Ah, it's fake. It's fake. Yeah, it's fake.
I made it up, but I wanted it to be real.
Yeah, it's fake. There you go. All right, good stuff. Real or fake? Fake news.
You never know.
No, you never know. All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right, star of our story is Devin. Devin's 12, and he's in our setting the bar spotlight. If you can manage to make it through the day without having the DoorDash deliver your Mickey D's to your bedroom window 2:30 in the morning so your mom doesn't know, you're doing okay.
Or is it genius?
Is it genius? Is it genius?
He thought it was genius because he didn't want to set off the alarm, right? Wake everybody up.
Right. Devin, so like I said, he's 12. There is video of him getting McDonald's delivered to his bedroom window.
Forgot about the cameras.
Yeah, so he was up playing video games, right? And like you said, he didn't want to trigger any door alarms at 2:30 in the morning. So he probably put a little note on the DoorDash, hey, go around the window, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the DoorDasher was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And so,
yeah, but he's kind of walking in the yard around to the side of the house, which then the next morning when his mom's watching the footage, why is this man walking in our yard? And then sees her son hanging out the window getting the food.
Yeah, then puts two and two together and figures it out. Yep, like you said, Inside Edition even covered it.
Why didn't you just go downstairs and get an apple from the fridge?
Because a Big Mac's better.
Big Mac's better.
A Big Mac's
better. It was so good, it was worth it. Hashtag no regrets.
Sometimes kids think, you know what? They'll never know.
And he downloaded the app, too. He didn't already have it. They didn't already have an account. He downloaded the app, created the account, and did the order. Success.
Was it a success? Well, success. Yes, obviously it was a success because he got his McDonald's.
Yep.
And now he has some school fame because no doubt the kids at school are talking about what he did because national news picked it up. So what I want to know is, what did your parents never find out you did? Or what do your kids think you never found out but did?
So great.
But do or no, right? Exactly. 502-795-1997 is our number. I'd love to hear some of those stories. I've got a few that I could probably share.
My sister had some.
Oh, of course.
I was not the one that would do things like that because I knew I'd get busted.
All right. We'll take some of your stories coming up. So we just talked about this setting the bar story where this kid thought he was going to get away with door dashing at 2:30 in the morning to have the DoorDasher go to his bedroom window and deliver the food rather to the front door.
Genius, they'll never know. Except
right.
For those dang cameras.
Yeah, security cameras, forgot about that, all that stuff, whatever. So what did your parents never find out you did? Or what do your kids think you never found out? Zoe, my youngest, when she was probably 3, she decided she was going to carve the names of her sisters in our wooden dining room chairs.
Why not? It's yours, right?
And
let's put your name on it.
She denied that for years because her name wasn't on it.
Oh.
Obviously, her sisters did.
Right.
Because their names were carved in the wood.
Mom, Dad, I would put my name on my work.
Yes, right. So
every artist signs their work. I'm sure she came up with that at 3.
We just kind of knew and let it go and all that stuff.
But did you say a blanket statement to all the kids? Hey, just to all of our employees here, let's not carve into furniture. Thanks so much. Signed, management.
I want to say that I'd have to look at our chairs, but I want to say that she got the idea from her older sisters who did the same thing.
You do need to have a company meeting.
I think we do.
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's hey, hands off the chairs.
Right.
We sit. We don't carve.
Exactly. I know you think you're decorating it, enhancing it, if you will, personalizing
it. Right.
Got another message. Chris said, I had a ghost hunting business with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
We charge neighborhood kids $1 to investigate our own basement.
Oh.
We made about $15 and a Capri Sun.
So they had a side hustle parents didn't know about.
They're like, you know what? Pretty sure our basement's haunted. Why don't you come on down? Go through the tour with us.
Go through. There's the laundry.
It's $1 admission.
Haunted.
Or, okay, fine. I'll take a Capri Sun.
Capri Sun, just as good. Just as good. I'm a little thirsty. So thank you. Appreciate that. That's good, Chris. I like that.
Jennifer, when I was 11, I played dentist with my little brother and accidentally pulled his loose tooth.
Oh.
Told my parents, just fell out. They were thrilled. I was shook.
I was
LOL.
Like, here, I tell you what, why don't you lean back in this chair? I've
that
seen
could
it
be jarring.
I've seen it done plenty of times on television. I'll just wiggle it a little bit, maybe take the pliers and see what we can do.
Oh gosh. Oh wow.
Whoop. All right, this never happened.
Right.
It just fell out.
Here's
listen,
our story. It just fell out.
It just fell out. What did your parents never find out you did?
Laura accidentally broke Grandma's angel figurine when I was 8.
Oh.
Glued it back together, rotated it. No one saw the crack. Stayed like that for years.
Oh, man.
That's a success right there.
I will say, this is going to sound so bad. I just remembered something. When you said Grandma, it reminded me of my great aunt, Bertie. She was a sweetheart. She was a great aunt who said in her 90s to my cousin, you know, I dye my hair.
As if no one knew.
Right, exactly.
This is new information.
So she had visited our house, and I was 16, maybe 17 at the time, 16 probably, and I had my little red car, and I wasn't used to anybody parked around me. So I just hit reverse, run right into my great aunt's car.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
And then pull forward, get out, look, go, okay. Scrape the little bits of red from my bumper off of her bumper. And
please,
I'm like,
tell me you did. You told her, right? You told her.
What's the name of this bit, Kelly?
Oh, no. She never found out.
No, she never found out. She had one of those like Crown Vicks that had a chrome bumper. It wasn't getting damaged at all.
Oh, okay. So maybe a little damage to your car, but not
maybe
to
a little damage
no
to
harm,
my
no
car.
Foul.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, she didn't need to know. She didn't need to know. But I was literally, I hit reverse and I back up and I'm like, what? Why did my car stop?
Okay.
And then I look in the back in the rearview mirror and I'm like, oh, I just hit my great aunt's car.
Oh no. Now, did you tell your parents? Because they probably noticed damage on your car, didn't they?
Kelly, what's the name of this bit?
Oh my gosh. We need to call Kathy.
We are today years old when I have ever uttered this out loud.
What's her number? We're calling Kathy. You need to cleanse this from your system.
Dave said, used to fake being sick just to stay home and watch The Price is Right. We all did this, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I scheduled college classes around Oprah and Days of Our Lives.
Sure, sure. when you're gripped by daytime television, for sure.
I got my story on. Mm-hmm. I can't miss my story.
What did your parents never find out you did?
Ooh, Trish, I was in this world for a little bit. I was in competitive cheer, and when the weather was nice, I'd forge my mom's writing, tell the school I was needing to be excused after lunch to go compete.
Oh.
Would actually go home, lay out, and smoke cigarettes while my parents were at work. Did it my entire junior and senior year. Ha ha, hashtag rotten. Wow.
I'm just going to go lay out, smoke some ziggies.
Wow. Wow.
That's funny, Trish.
All right.
All right. Good on you.
Dang.
All right. Thanks for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. You know what? Parents don't got
to
know. They don't got
to know.
They don't have to know. They don't
nope.
have to know. And
keep
listen.
Safe here.
Listen. If any of you know Kathy, this stays here. She doesn't have to know.
Pinky swear.
This stays here. Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Claire is saying, in quotes, first of all, I've listened to your show for years.
Aww.
Ever since I moved to Louisville for school, you two have been on my radio.
Hey.
So I got a question for you, maybe your listeners. I dated the coworker in my department for about a year. It wasn't a fling. It was a full-on relationship. Everyone in the office knew. Mm-hmm. At first, it was fun. We kept it professional at work until it wasn't. We broke up 5 months ago.
Okay.
It got messy.
Oh.
There were awkward run-ins, gossip. Eventually, HR had to get involved because of some inappropriate DMs he'd sent me after we split. Never wanted it to blow up like that, but it became office drama for months.
Mm-hmm.
I even considered quitting over it.
Okay.
Here's where it gets complicated. A new coworker started recently, different team, but we crossed paths a lot. We've been talking, texting a little.
No, don't do it.
I honestly feel like there's a real connection. He's smart, funny, mature, nothing like my ex. Part of me thinks I'd be dumb to ignore this just because of the past.
Be dumb.
But the other part of me is terrified of being labeled the girl who just dates around the office. I know people still talk. I don't want to give them more to gossip about, but I definitely don't want to end up in another HR mess. So what should I do? Trust my gut and explore something real? Or avoid it completely to protect my reputation and job?
Man.
Yeah.
My initial reaction is don't go there again. Don't go there again.
Know, but what if
urges,
this is her person?
She can't help the urges.
And she can't, you know, help where she meets the one, even if it was right after not the one that she works with.
Ah, man.
I get it. I get it.
Well, she did say she considered quitting before. Maybe you just keep the conversation alive, start looking for another job in your field, and just change jobs. I don't know. That's like...
But there's opportunity for the conversation to blossom when you see each other at work.
Every day, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're on board.
Well, of course. I'm a romantic.
Oh!
I want this to be her person.
You want it to be her person.
Yeah. What if this is her person? And she's just got to, you know what? Just see where the exchange is. Keep the conversation going.
Okay, so keep it secret.
Feels like it's going to escalate and they might actually start dating. Then maybe we explore quitting if there's going to be a relationship blooming.
Oh.
I know, but maybe we're more careful about it.
There are so many instances of dating someone that you work with.
Well, yes. I mean, how are you sitting there having married someone that you worked with, not sitting there going, it can happen?
I didn't date more than one person I worked with.
Okay. So what if you had dated someone before you started dating Elizabeth at the deli? Oh, would that have deterred you?
That probably would have been
from
Lisa
dating her.
And I would. Oh. No.
Elizabeth's like, who's Lisa?
Wait a minute, who's that? She sounds
what?
Hideous.
I don't remember her.
Actually, she probably does. I actually pulled a name of someone we actually worked with.
Oh my gosh.
But no, there was nothing. Nothing ever happened.
Nothing happened. Nothing.
I didn't even want anything to happen.
Yes, Jordan, don't dip your pen in company ink. Well, already did.
I mean, we already did, so.
Yes.
So either resign yourself to the fact that you're going to get labeled the office dater and just go for it.
Yes, and Lisa, ugh, signed HR.
HR's like, again.
Not again.
Claire, what have we told you about this?
I know, and it's bad that there was drama.
Yeah.
From the fallout
of exactly.
The last one.
Because
they're just like, listen, didn't you learn your lesson the first time?
Yeah, HR is going to not be so friendly maybe with you this next time.
But I can hear Claire going, but, different department.
Yeah.
But, it should be fine.
All right. So if you've got a story about the worst workplace romance that you've ever witnessed, let's share it. Maybe that'll help Claire. See the light.
Imagine if you had, I mean, this has happened on reality TV shows before. Like to couples that have a show together. They break up, but they still have the show.
Right.
Oh.
All right. So 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your stories. Workplace romances. Give us the details. All right.
The dirt.
Office drama happening thanks to Claire and her wanting to not be labeled the office dater.
But then she wants to date in the office.
I know.
Again.
I know. She had a bad breakup with a coworker about 5 months ago.
They dated for a year and then it got real messy.
Yeah. But now there's someone new and she's like, oh, hi.
Oh, my.
Now, Kelly,
a different department.
Now, Kelly's like, hey, go for it. YOLO.
Well, I am kind of a romantic but when it comes to that.
Wait. You've never dated someone you worked with, though, right?
No.
Well, you were...
No. No, that's a...
It's all hearsay. You know what? Both of our problems is we've worked together too long.
Yep.
We know too many things. Yep. Anyways, moving on. Whatever.
Moving on.
You're happily married.
Marlene says, oh, tater tot, you did not learn the lesson you were meant to learn.
Tater tot.
I'll break it down for you. Don't date coworkers.
All right.
Keeps it simple.
We'll get to Stephanie's comment here in a sec, who says, yes, date coworkers. But Monica, you have kind of an adjacent story. Go ahead.
I knew this girl who, I don't know, she was on probation for something. She got locked up, but she ended up having an affair with one of the jailers of the jail.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Man, you didn't even hesitate.
That
you're coming in hot.
0 to 60 in no time. Wow.
Yes, and I feel like a lot of that had to do with they kind of like thought that it was love, but it was really lust.
Uh-huh.
So they both, you know, the secretive of it all, the fun in it, you know, she was in there for like 30 days. So let's keep it real. The other jailer probably weren't that cute, so he was probably the cutest.
He was sure. The cutest.
Absolutely.
About. And for him, she really thought that he cared about her, but as soon as she got out, you know, it was nothing. And I feel like that's the same in the workplace. The real deal of it all is, you know, it would happen. It's just fun, mysterious, like, I don't
forbidden.
Know what you want to call it, but it's not
forbidden.
Right. I wouldn't do it. It never works out.
Thank you, Monica.
That was an unexpected realm.
Listen, we got
to dive
there.
Into.
We got did? There.
Yep.
She's
we
like,
did.
Hey, it doesn't work out in jails. It's not going to work out at work.
Absolutely. And listen, there is not one person I'm finding in the comments.
No,
no. It's just like,
Stephanie,
you know what, go for it, honey.
Stephanie says go for it. She said, I met my now fiance at work. We began as friends, built into a foundation. We worked in different departments, same building, met in 23, moved in May of 24, just got engaged in February. Congratulations. She says, now I work in a different location, same company though. He was very hesitant at first because he had a previous work relationship that didn't work out and it turned bad. So I knew we were meant to be though, so I wasn't giving up. She says, definitely go for it.
Okay. Well, Brian says there's a measure of risk with any new relationship, right? Even when it feels like the stars align, is still a gamble. So the question for Claire is, what am I willing to risk? In this case, could be your job and your reputation. So if it's worth risking that, then go for it. But if this job and a reputation are more important, it's not worth the risk.
Mm.
So don't.
Yeah, I guess consider your place of employment and think, okay, could I... what's more important, working here or this person?
Right. And Rebecca says, so you didn't learn anything from the first embarrassing fiasco? All those people watching y'all be reckless and then you turn around and try to do it again? You don't think HR is going to get involved first now, ma'am? Insert shock, confused, stunned look.
Kelsey asks, does the ex still work there, though? And I think, yes. I assumed from the message...
Ooh.
That ex is still there.
Ooh, okay. So then is she considering?
I want to work there.
If it was so messy
yeah.
and such a big thing, and this was 5 months ago,
yeah.
do you think he's at a spot now where he'd be fine hearing and or possibly seeing you with someone else that you both
Yeah, I mean,
with?
he could throw a bomb in the middle of your
yes,
relationship because
exactly.
the paint may not still be dry.
Right, you're just kind of considering for me and my little reputation and my feelings, but we need to consider, is he still a loose cannon?
All right.
In the situation.
Lots to think about here.
Yes, everyone's just don't get your honey where you get your money.
Yeah, I know, Golden but rule. when you get your heart involved, it's tough to
gray.
Say no.
Yeah, there's gray area.
All right, well, hey, thank you, Claire. Please keep us posted, okay?
Especially if you decide to just forge on.
Sounds like she's probably going to do that anyway, so.
I feel like she's a little freight train.
Choo-choo, let's go,
get
all aboard.
On board. I can't stop this freight train.
The Claire train. All right, hey, thank you. That's group therapy. Let me just put out a statement. If you are in my neighborhood and I am taking the dog for a walk in the evening or a jog in the evening, I am looking in your windows. Not in a creepy way.
Uh-huh. I mean, kind of sounded a little bit.
I'm not necessarily walking up to your window and peering in.
This is a little warning, though, that I can see you and I am looking, so be careful what you're doing. Is that
so? This coming from a person who currently lives in a fishbowl, got new windows, big picture window in the front, and I realize that as people are walking by, they can see inside our house.
Okay.
And so I have to be very conscious of what I'm doing inside my own house, what I'm wearing, what I'm not wearing.
Okay.
And what people can see. Because a lot of times, you know, I'll see, you know, couples walking their dog right past the house and they can't help but look in because, you know, if there's the shine of the TV or if lights are on or whatever, you know, your eyes are going to gravitate and you're going to look in. And then it's creepy when I look right back at you from inside.
Like, yes, I see you looking at me.
I see you looking at me. I'm now looking at you.
This is kind of like a little blanket.
So just
public service announcement to your neighborhood. Like, hey, I can see you out of my house and I will be looking in at you inside your house. So just be aware.
So I guess I'm just asking, does everybody, when you go for a walk, especially in the evening, when it's dark outside and lights are on inside, does everybody try to look in? Is that a normal thing?
Probably a natural inclination.
Are you going to sit there and say, no, you've never done that?
Well, I'm thinking about our neighborhood. There's not a lot of houses that have big, giant picture windows where you can look in and see people in their house. Now, that said, we've got a pretty decent-sized kitchen window. So with no covering on it, and so at night, when we're in the kitchen, the lights are on, you can absolutely see us milling around. You can see like our entire island.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure people probably see us sitting there eating dinner because we usually sit at the island and do that. And so, yeah, if they've seen us dance around being crazy in the kitchen, they've probably seen that.
Text from a listener says, I forget people can see inside when curtains are open. And then,
yes.
And then grimace face.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes you forget, you know, and every now and then, like, I'll come up on our house after I've finished, you know, taking the dog for a walk or a jog or something like that. And I'll look and I'll be like, oh man, you really can't see a lot.
you can really paint a picture. Like, so can they see you just sitting on the couch watching TV and stuff?
I think if you're far enough away from the house, then yes, I think you can see people on the couch. You can't see like waists, but you can see shoulders and heads of people sitting on the couch.
Do you have curtains?
So we did have blinds before we replaced our window. But we just haven't gotten blinds yet. So,
because that could solve a lot of anxiety issues if there are.
Yeah.
About how much you're letting the neighborhood see and witness.
Yeah, you know, and I think at this point, I'm just like, hey, you know what? You're getting us.
You've resigned it. All right. Yeah, because let everybody see the business.
Because listen, I've had these windows now for a while and we haven't put blinds up yet. So, I don't know. Maybe we're just not going to.
Jordan's like, that's why my blinds get shut at dusk. We have a walking path around a neighborhood. I've learned how everyone decorates their house because of my curiosity.
Jordan does the same thing.
You're not the only one. Yes.
That's right. Yes. And so when I'm walking, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a big picture window. It could be just a little tiny window. But if the blinds are open, whoop, I'm looking and I'm going, ooh, I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, then you're judging their decor choices. Oh, absolutely.
You're judging decor.
Oh, well.
And I'm sure people are judging my decor. It's fine.
Okay.
They're walking by going, yeah, definitely wouldn't have painted the living room that color. That's probably not good.
Okay. So are we ever, Lynetta loves your naturalist attitude, by the way. Like, you know, it is what it is. You are letting all the freak flag flies. Yes. All of it. Yep.
You're
an open book. We've known that.
You're an open book that you can see.
Uh-huh.
Clearly from the outside.
A lot of times we can see all your pages.
All right. So anyways, and we're going to go ahead and check that off as being normal.
Okay. But I feel better. Are we going to at some point get blinds or curtains?
Nah. Why at this point?
Why start now?
Got it. Why start now?
That's probably a good plan.
Why start now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for allowing me once again to work things out.
I would say this, that we have doors where the window is up high, like you can't see in them. And so we had considered getting new doors with, you know, windows that you could actually, yes, see through. But then we were like, if we did that, then you're looking at us sitting on the couch.
There you go.
And I don't know.
Welcome to my world, Kelly.
Yeah.
Walk on in.
Right. It's kind of not a bad thing. You can't see through the door.
All right.
It's fine.
Normal or nope, it's normal. Thumbs up.
Great.
99.7 DJX. So I saw this in a Facebook group, kind of torn because she's asking for someone that looks exactly like her but isn't her. And the post read, can someone with a small build but a size C cup, brownish hair, blonde highlights, if it has to be in it, hair can be pulled back, take a hot workout pick or Peloton pick without it showing your face? Needing a thirst trap, but not in a position to take one. Please don't judge. Just help a sister out.
What in the world is happening here? What's going on?
So
what is she doing?
Is that catfishing? It is, right?
I feel like it is, yes.
But she's asking for someone who looks exactly like her.
Right. Like it sounds like she's looking for someone to impersonate her for some reason. And that in its root is not honest.
Right.
Not honest at all.
But if it could be her, but she's just quote, not in a position to take one of those photos.
Needing a thirst trap? Are you kidding? Come on now.
Kelly,
that phrase.
Yeah, we've all needed a thirst trap at one time or another, right?
Have we? This feels icky in every way. Like, stop yourself. Like, girl, stop yourself from whatever you're about to do because this feels like no. Don't do it.
No, don't send a photo to whoever you're going to send it to.
Whatever you're planning to do with this photo you're asking for, don't do it.
Even if it's a person that looks like her, same body type, same everything.
Doesn't matter. It's not her. So that's the definition of catfishing.
All right. See, that's kind of where I was leaning to.
Yes.
But I could see the gray area where it's like, okay, well, she's asking for someone who looks like her. Like same.
Why would you need a thirst trappy photo, though?
Why wouldn't you?
Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, every warm-blooded person, I think, has a photo in their phone that they could pull up at any given time to be a thirst trap.
No, there is enough scammy stuff on the internet right now. No one needs to be participating in any sort of deception online at all.
All right.
Don't do it. Don't respond.
All right. Well, maybe I'll comment.
Can you at least send her a message like, what are you doing?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Was just to ask him, like, what are you doing with this? I need to know. Are you catfishing?
And will
someone?
You send it to me?
And I can just want to see the picture.
I just want to see for research purposes only.
For research purposes, are you catfishing someone? What are you doing with this thirst trap photo you need?
Yeah. Hey, tell us what happened when you found out you were catfished. Maybe it's not super prevalent on the internet, but I feel like there have been some huge stories. Remember Manti Te'o, Notre Dame linebacker?
Yeah,
who got catfished, and I mean it ruined him.
It did. Bless his heart.
Yeah, for a long time.
It's so tough when people have a hard time meeting people organically, and so you resort to meeting people online, and it's so easy for people to misrepresent themselves.
Yeah, just trust for sure.
Yeah,
especially with like AI pictures now. I mean, we were just talking about these AI pictures off the air. With the ones of us being Muppets and then another one being action figures and things like that.
Which they look like legit products you can buy. I kind of need it to be real.
Right.
Make it, send it to me ASAP. I'll pay whatever you want for it.
Right, exactly, exactly. So tell us what happened when you found out you were catfished, okay? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. You ever been catfished? I kind of figured we'd get at least one of these comments. I was a catfish once. Then some redneck shoved his arm down my throat and pulled me out of the river. Thanks.
Okay. It's
called noodling, but that's appreciate that.
Funny.
That's ha ha. We did get a couple. Got a message from Kim, said my 72-year-old great aunt has a 72-year-old male plenty of fish profile that she uses to scope out her competition.
What in the world? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
She's posing as a 72-year-old male just to see who else is out there that, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's hilarious. Does she interact with any of these other women?
Don't know.
Okay. This is great. Samantha says, I would have been catfished several times if it weren't for Google's reverse image search lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Rebecca said a couple years ago, I was chatting with a very good looking guy online for a bit, make plans with me, then have to cancel because something would come up with his kid. Well, one day I saw a picture of him on Pinterest that a friend had pinned.
Oh.
Turns out the very good looking guy lived somewhere else with his wife and they had a successful blog, hence the photos.
Oh boy.
I confronted the guy about it and he said, oh, I joined the dating site I was on to keep an eye on my ex-wife, the kid's mom, and found me in the process.
Right.
He backpedaled, said his goal wasn't to catfish me. But too late.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, and again, there is no shortage of stories of people falling for celebrities, thinking that they're actually getting DMs from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Or Brad Pitt.
Or Brad Pitt needing to send them money.
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda texts in and says, Auntie is savage. Yeah, the 72-year-old aunt who's
Auntie
like...
Auntie is savage.
Who's like, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this.
Listen, I just need to see how I need to amp up my game to snag all the men.
We did get a message from a listener who said, I catfished some of my friends a few years ago just for the LOLs.
What in the world?
I got a lot of unwanted pics, if you know what I mean, and stopped doing it. I thought I was just pranking them. Because I used the plot from one of the plots from Valentine's Day, the movie, and I thought they'd be smarter.
No, they're not smarter.
It's just I thought they would see through the prank because I was using the what was one of the plots from that movie? Man,
see,
Valentine's
I never
Day.
Saw that movie. That was not a movie I saw.
That was Ashton Kutcher in there was everybody in that movie.
It had everybody in it.
Yeah, Taylor
Isn't
Swift and
Taylor
then,
Swift and
Taylor
Lautner.
Lautner. Yes, that's where they got together.
Yes. Wow.
Oh shoot. All right. Well, anyways.
I mean, when you get, like, you think that someone's reaching out because they think you're cute, it's just something happens.
At least.
Like, oh, my.
I think it would have been funnier if you'd have used, like, the plot from Notting Hill or Princess Diaries or
I'm
something.
Yes. Standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, good stuff there on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, we'll blame Karen. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My brother Marshall just moved into a new apartment, has been super busy with his new job, and doesn't have much of anything right now, so he's been getting takeout and having things delivered, like, every day.
Mm.
He's told me he feels like the neighbors will think he's up to no good. So I have an idea for a phone tap. Would love to hear you guys have a little fun with him. Thanks, guys.
All right, so William Hassenpepper, obviously Robert Hassenpepper's brother. Anyways, works at Marshall's apartment complex, has to call and confront him about some mysterious packages that have continued to show up at his place.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
Marshall, hi, William Hassenpepper from the landlord's office. Can I just steal a little moment of your time?
Yeah, sure, what's up?
Well, we've actually gotten a few complaints from your neighbors, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Complaints about what?
Well, Marshall, they're just a little nervous because there are a bunch of people coming by your unit, like, every night.
Okay, well, why does that make them nervous?
Well, they don't stay very long, and they're just seem like they're dropping something off.
Well, they probably are dropping something off.
Right, they mentioned that they usually bring a bag that they give you.
Okay, yeah, that's just delivery people.
Right. We understand that they're delivering something and there are reports of money changing hands. Marshall, you know we have a zero drug tolerance here, right?
It's just for takeout. I order out a lot.
All right. Well, what about the smells? Your neighbors through the shared walls says he smells some pretty weird stuff coming out of your place.
Yeah, like I said, it's food. The dish I get, sometimes from the Chinese place smells pretty strong, probably curry.
Right. Curry. Hard to know what meth is if you never smelled it.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't know.
Look. I get it. We just want to be sure. You know, living in a close community, we all have to make sure we get along.
And we do. Look, I'm telling you that I'm not a drug dealer or user or whatever they think I am. I get a lot of food delivered. That's all.
Okay, would it be possible when the delivery comes for you just to pull whatever it is in the bag out while your door is still open?
You can't be serious.
Look, it would ease a lot of minds. Maybe take a bite of whatever it is. Say something like, oh, man, you guys make the best tacos or whatever. Just loud enough so people peering through their curtains can hear it.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
You know what? Sure. I will do it next time, but just once. I can't believe this.
All right, that'd be good. That'd help out a lot. Maybe denounce drugs, too, while you're at it. Say something like, who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Oh, my God!
You're out of your mind. Listen, I will take a bite in the doorway. That's it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And your sister did say that you were kind of touchy about this.
When did you talk to my sister?
Well, Marshall, when she wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a little phone tap.
No way. Oh, man. I haven't listened to you guys before. So stupid, I should have done something
else. Should have, yes. You didn't, and that's why we love you.
Going to need you to make plenty of declarations whenever you get a delivery. Not drugs!
Delicious burger! I love tacos!
I love shoving burgers in my mouth, not drugs!
Bet you wish you had these tacos. You don't, I do.
That's your phone tap.
Make some nom-nom noises, too. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great. They're encouraging people today to use today as a digital, spring cleaning day on 99.7 DJX. The digital clutter in your life is impacting your life negatively.
Are we rooting out people? Are we unfriending people? Are we just getting rid of old photos? Maybe the duplicates in your camera roll? What are we talking about?
Yeah, sure. That could be the case, but we're talking more like unread emails, unread text messages. Those little bubbles on your phone that say 1,426 unread emails.
Listen, if I could do a blanket, just delete, I would. I would have done it a long time ago.
Your open browser tabs, unread social media notifications, decluttering all that
stuff.
Okay,
fine. Okay, fine.
That's what it's saying. Now, listen, I can get on board with the text messages and the unread emails. I will say that I have, in my work email, I have 12 that are floating there that I don't know where they are.
Oh, no.
So there are
and
12 unread.
I see the notification.
Like,
where are they?
And there are, and I can't get it below 12. I don't know where they are.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
That's going to drive you insane forever.
I know. So, but as far as text messages go, I clear those. Even if I don't read them right away, I'll clear it just to watch. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again.
How many?
If I could just go in there and just, if there was an option, hey, delete everything I haven't opened, it must not be important, I'd do it.
How many unread?
Again, consider these are all of my inboxes.
Quit, don't.
8,623.
Oh, my God.
That's where I'm at.
That gives me stress just hearing that.
Why start at this point? And again, let me see how many of these. Okay, so I'm showing 5 inboxes. That is counting.
Okay.
So, who can keep up with that?
Who can keep up with it? Who can literally keep up with it?
That's now, extraordinary.
I'm an open browser tabs type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I have anywhere between, like, how many do I have open right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. I have 24 browser tabs open right now.
19, 20. I have 20.
Yeah. I'm a browser tab type of guy. I need browser tabs open. Otherwise, if out of sight, out of mind, I just forget.
Is there a way, and maybe I'm just unaware, is there a way in Gmail to just do a mass clearing of messages? Does it exist? Do I just not know how to do it? If someone knows how to do that, please help me. Otherwise, I will never clear them out if I have to individually swipe them all out.
Megan texted us a photo. 158,207 unread messages.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Look at me. Look at how good I'm doing.
Look at how good you're doing.
Look at how good I'm doing, and instantly I'm better.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fine. I'm fine. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Megan. It's all fine now.
Well, anyways, today is a day of spring cleaning, the digital spring cleaning.
Oh, wow. Tara from Meade County, 23,475 emails.
Oh, gosh.
Emails.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. 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 Only 19 missed calls.
Okay.
She's doing great, too.
Yeah, doing great.
We're all doing great.
You guys, you are giving me sweats.
Listen, if there is a hack that can show me how to mass delete messages, other than just like I know on your desktop, you can go and like select what, 25 at a time. That's not going to help a girl that's got over 8,600.
Well, you
need more.
You can select all, but sometimes you don't want to.
But then you're going to delete everything in the inbox and some things you need to keep.
I mean, I have 48,000 emails still in my inbox.
Okay, so how then is that not driving you nuts?
But I don't have. I don't have 48,000 unread.
It's just
I
the
only
bubble?
Have I have 12 unread.
Okay, so it's just really the bubble and that so, bothers
yes,
you. It's not the sheer number.
No, it's not the number because
in the inbox.
Right, and then sometimes and I'm kind of like a pack rat in this way where I have had to call up emails from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
To get clarification on something or whatever. And
what
if I
had to do that, and if you delete it, then
it's not there. If I deleted it, it's not there, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a digital hoarder.
Oh, Tammy.
We all are.
Oh, Tammy.
Yeah. Oh, Tammy. Oh, Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
Oh, Tammy's going to make Megan feel better.
Tammy rolls in with her unread message bubble on her email.
I feel like that's the number since the internet was invented.
200,302.
Tammy gets the gold star.
Wow.
That is
Tammy, you're making us all feel better.
Impressive.
You're making us all feel better. All right. Anyways, today is a spring cleaning day for those of you who need to do a little digital spring cleaning. All right.
That's great. I'm probably not going to do it, but thank you for the suggestion.
Oh, you're welcome. Feel good time. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So a couple of news anchors out in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Saw an opportunity with this live aerial coverage shot of a broken water main and water gushing out of the ground.
Oh.
So they're standing next to a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, one pretended to drink the fountain of water. The other stood so it looked like all the water was gushing out of the fly of his pants.
Remember back in the day when you'd have to drink out of the hose?
Okay. Bob, there's so many things we could do with this.
The list. Free car wash. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. Let me get that.
Yes. That's it. Get them.
My urologist actually asks me every day.
Oh,
so
my God.
The stream. I mean, yeah. Going through this radiation stuff. Yeah. Do you ever have a bidet?
A bidet.
I did try that one.
Same.
I mean,
same.
You kind of hear some of the nervous laughter, like, oh my God, we're going to get in trouble. This one, we're getting in trouble over. It's Mike Jarrick and Bob Scott being wacky.
Oh, those wacky guys. That's why I tune in.
Oh, love Mike and Bob at Fox 29 in Philadelphia. They're so fun. we've tweeted out the video. If you want, I mean, the thumbnail is kind of perfection.
Sure.
You can see that on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, forget emotional support dogs. This dude, Carl, went for something a little bit more with a bite, we'll say.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having seven tigers as your emotional support animals, you're doing okay.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. What,
are you able to cuddle with your emotional support tigers? What in the world?
Maybe Carl was able to. However, Carl lives in Nevada, and he was owning them illegally.
Okay, that's your first problem.
Yeah, and claimed that they were emotional support tigers.
I don't think that they were really trained in that way, I'm guessing. I haven't heard of a tiger being able to be, because you need training and a certification to be labeled an emotional support animal, do you not?
Well, and tigers are big cats. And if you know anything about cats, cats will do what cats want to do.
I mean, we learned that watching the Tiger King, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
So here is Carl and a member of the local sheriff's office kind of talking about it.
Their machine guns and their Bearcat and Ram like a, none of that was necessary.
We have received information that he has been seen walking the tigers loose around the property, off the property in the desert. There have been social media posts from him with people interacting with the cats, which is also in violation.
My tigers are my emotional support animals. I rescued those tigers from Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Oh, wow. So there is an actual Tiger King.
Oh, wow. I just connection. Left that out there, and okay then, all right.
Yeah, so he is the Nevada Tiger King there. And, Carl.
He's like, listen, daddy got put in jail, so these tigers needed a new daddy.
I'm Uncle Carl.
Carl thinks that he's the emotional support for the tigers.
Maybe. You know, I mean, I can almost like, especially he said in the desert, so he's in Nevada, he's in the middle of nowhere, just kind of like in the desert walking around, like let the tigers be tigers.
He is letting people interact with tigers who are wild animals.
Yeah, they're cats. And, you know, cats.
Yes.
Like, my little 15-pound cat will murder things just for sport.
And
you don't think 800-pound tigers will do the same?
I mean, you remember what happened to Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those precious tigers were trained.
So anyways, this is why this is
performed.
A setting the bar story. It's a cautionary tale, right?
Okay. So if you need an emotional support animal, seven tigers is not it.
Not it. All right.
Not it.
Nope.
Find a new, go get a nice cuddly dog that can be trained.
Yes. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Secrets were spilled on the show today on 99.7 DJX. So if you want to hear some of those secrets, podcast, tap listen at WDJX.com. What did your parents never find out you did? And listen, I know there's audio proof, but what happens on the show stays on the show. No sharing it around.
You know your mom, Kathy, likes to listen, right?
Yeah, but she wasn't listening then, so we're fine.
Oh, okay. We're fine?
Yeah,
right.
We're fine. She's not going to go back and
send Kathy that podcast.
No,
she won't send it to her.
Well, she's not going to go fishing for it, so it's fine.
She's not going to fish for that at all.
Nah, we're good.
She's not going to be like, I wonder what Ben's talking about today. I should probably check in with him. Let's go check out
yeah,
the
that's
podcast. What did I miss?
Oh, yeah, she doesn't do that. But yeah, I mean, she'll catch it in real time from Florida where she lives. But yeah,
Maybe your sister Amanda was going to send it to her. She listens and checks in too.
No.
No?
No, she won't.
What about Uncle Joe, who sends me jokes?
Yeah, that is just deceitful. I've got the family listening all working against me. You need to start working for me and with me, all right?
To be fair, he may have been sending them to you on the Ben and Kelly Show Gmail. I just grabbed them first.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Anyways, lots to catch up on, including those little secrets that you kept
that
from your
definitely
parents.
Definitely not sharing with Ben's family.
Definitely not sharing with them.
Definitely
also,
not.
Claire is in jeopardy of becoming the office dater.
I feel like she's ignoring everybody. I feel like I can just sense from the way that her message was written to us,
her
she's
tone.
Completely
sure.
ignoring everyone that says, no, 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 no. Did you not learn from your first experience of dating a coworker, having a blow up and getting HR involved? Did you not learn?
I mean, hey, look, she's going to pave her own path and she's going to keep us posted and we're just here for her. So
we're just asking her to bring us along.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, like I said, a lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast.
Oh, by the way, Robert Downey Jr. is 60. Were you aware of that?
Didn't he have a birthday yesterday?
60. It was the 4th.
It was the 4th? Yeah, a couple days ago.
Yes, Friday. Yeah, he turned 60.
Yeah.
Was unaware. He's done 82 films.
Look at that. Still doing it.
I mean, yes, maybe you forgot all the movies he was in, but E.T. did a little walk down memory lane of his career. You can check it all out at WDJX.com.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.